also sign up a half.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I did receive the book. Thank you very much.
Oh, good.
As well as the check last week.
Okay.
So do you want to begin or do you want to wait?
Am I by myself?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead.
Okay. We are in the Deep Zohar class from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar, Parashat Lech Lecha, section 14, starting at Pasuk 118. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit kilu urkimud kilud kilu urkimu. Le'achta l'shem yod he bovav he. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenei aleinu ma'asei adenu kunenehu. Rabbi Yosef Patach, we amar, we ata Hashem bagen badi kevodi, umeirim roshi, amar David, af algal, tekal bene alma, ye tun liagaha, di karava viata Hashem. Magen badi tachaze ketiv magen badi. Amar David b'kud shabarichu ribono shel olam. Mifnei ma lav avdei v'tachatima. Tivraka kimadechat mei. Rahabi Avraham, Tikti Vanochi, Magain Lach, Wiam Re Magain Avraham. The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion by saying, "But you, Hashem, are a shield for me, my glory, and the filter up of my head, and the lifter up of my head." David said, "Even if all the people of the world come and make war with me, they will not be able to overcome me, because you, Hashem, are a shield for me." Come and see, it is written, a shield for me. David said to the Holy One, blessed be He, Master of the universe, why is there no blessing that ends with my name, as there is for Abraham, of whom it is written, I am your shield? And therefore it is said, the shield of Abraham. So why do they not conclude a blessing with my name, the protector of David? My commentary. Do you truly think David is asking this question due to his ego? Question, comments, thoughts.
Well, my thought is that maybe he was in one of his low periods, you know. Sometimes you feel all alone. But I think David didn't need to have it attached to his name, because his name means beloved. I mean, I remember years ago the first definition of David I read was God's little darling. So just the idea of his name lets you know how much he meant, how much he was to Hashem and Hashem to him.
That is correct. I mean, there's no question about that. But then why is he saying that you, in the verse from Psalms that they quote, it's saying, Hashem, you are a shield for me, and this is being written by David. So then why is he saying, why not have a statement that says, the shield of David, Magen David, or the protector of David, as the words are being translated here? Why didn't we utilize it?
Maybe I'll give you an example. When I first went to the synagogue, very first class was a Hebrew class, and the rabbi gave everybody a Hebrew name, and of course he did the gematria for everybody. Well, guess right. who had the gematria number? It was me. And I came home as, oh, Shoshana's was over 300, you know.
Right.
And this little voice that said something about, look at my name. When I did become, this was way back, I mean, you know, like 1986, just going to the synagogue for the first time. And Hashem's gematria was 26, so his was lower than mine. So that kind of so that's kind of the same kind of question I think David's asking. I didn't feel like it was ego. It was, I think, somehow sometimes I feel like I never measure up. You know, there's always someone that can do it better. You know, then you get to see the other side of the coin that, okay, then you see that someone else can do it better, but then Hashem has you doing it. So you kind of balance out in the end. I don't think it was ego with David. I think being in the fields with the sheep and the way he had, you know, his family turned his back on him because his father didn't think that he was his son. And he wrote most of the Psalms when he was out in the field. So maybe that was a lonely time for him. And, you know.
I'm not going to say it's incorrect, but put it from the frame of Kabbalah. What is the meaning of the shield of David? What is the essence of the shield of David? We make the Jewish star from two triangles, right?
Fine.
And twice in the Torah readings, we've explained how the Torah columns are creating the shield of David, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we explain that the shield of David is the tree of life.
Okay.
That the six stars represents Zerampin, and the middle of the star, the center point, represents Malchut. So if you are visualizing a conflict between Hashem and Satan, can you risk losing seven of the Sephirot? That's why there's no verse that says the shield of David or the protector of David. It's because the shield of David, the six-pointed star and the seven sephirot, and is really representing the tree of life, and it's much too powerful to create balance between Satan and Hashem, utilizing those seven sephirot. In order to maintain the balance, Hashem would have had to give Satan access to the seven sephirot.
So I suppose that's why we say in the Avot, the Imahot and Helper is Rat Salam. We wouldn't say shield either.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But your thoughts are very excellent. You know, they're very powerful, very proper. You know, you're growing very well. constructive criticism that I would say has to do with, you know, think back to the Kabbalah when you're reading the Zohar, and I would ask a question like that. But as you know, there are many different ways to understand.
Well, I usually have a tendency to think of something I've studied. Sometimes it's way in the past, and then learning that.
That's really,
you know,
very normal.
I thought, you know, he didn't know he was sleeping with his wife when David was conceived. You know, another one of those.
Right.
And
that's it. The only way that the truly righteous people can come into the world is through intimacy between a husband and wife that is difficult or incorrect. You know, it's like,
well, I think we studied that his soul had really gone way down in the Klipot.
Right.
And he would have died had he not been given years of life. And, of course, sometimes they say it's Adam. Sometimes they say it's other sages that gave
right.
so many years. Mm-hmm. Those were the things that came to me. You know, I don't know. I always imagined David being out in the fields all by himself. His family turned against him.
Right.
And, you know, that... I'm sure that was lonely too. And his music and his songs with Hashem, I think, brought him, you know, great peace. Of course, there were other psalms written at other times, but I don't know. That's what I felt.
Understand.
Okay.
Verse 119. Amar lo kudsha barichu le David Avraham kivar b'chan hiv utzraftiv b'kaim kamay b'kiyum ha'shelim. Amar lo David Amar chaya or hiya Bechaneni Hashem, Benaseni Tzarfa, Kil Yotai Vilibi, Kewandi Avad, Ahiyo Mila, Tevat Sheva, Idkar David, Kameya Alma de Amar, Amar Bechanata. Libi pakata laila tiraftani bal timsa zamoti bal yavarpi. The translation. So the Holy One, blessed be He, answered David, "As for Abraham, I have already tried and tested him, and he resisted the test, and was found before me to be wholly steadfast. David said to him, 'Examine me, Hashem, and prove me. Purify my kidneys and my heart.' When he became involved in the matter of Bathsheba, David remembered what he had said to the Holy One, blessed be He, and said, 'You have proved my heart. You have visited it in the night. You have tried me, but you did not find nothing. Let no presumptuous thought pass my lips.'" My commentary. This verse is continuing the discussion between King David and Hashem. With this understanding, the pasuk becomes clear as it is written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
What does this mean? Purify my kidneys. Why is the word kidneys used?
Because the translator didn't want to say purify my honor. Kavod and kaved, same letters, different vowels. One says honor and one says kidneys.
Okay. I thought kavod was the liver.
No. I'm trying to remember what the liver is. You want me to look it up?
If you want to. I'm really tired tonight. Can you tell?
I can tell. But it's okay. Let me look it up because I think it's important. You are correct. The liver is kaved.
Okay, but while you were doing that, it made me think, if you have liver problems, you have to have dialysis, and that's to purify the blood. So it would have to do with the kidneys, have a process of purifying the blood. So I can now see why he said purify my kidneys, or the translator would use that word.
Right. But let me see what the word for kidney is, see if it's the same as I think it is. But we'll find out.
Well, the funny part is the letter of the alphabet, the food that I prepare is chicken liver, but being a vegetarian, I fix it with beans and walnuts. So that's what came to my mind. It was my recipe for vegetarian chicken liver.
the word is kilia for kidney.
Is it anything close in Aramaic?
That's exactly where my thoughts went. Let's take a look at the Aramaic and see if we can see it. Although it is the a verse in Psalms that he's quoting that's being translated that way. So let's see what the verse in Psalms is. What is the verse in Psalms 26:2?
26, verse 2, yes.
Here the translation is reins, R-E-I-N-S.
Okay. Well, I think we have an idea.
Yeah. The word that they're translating in one is kidneys and one is reins is kliotini, which is the word for kidney.
Okay.
So that's why it was used that way. But you're absolutely right. It's saying, you know, purify my blood, make the connection. So the question is, if you're tired, we'll stop now, or if you want to go to verse 120.
Well, kidneys is in that one, because when I was looking for the Aramaic, I thought, let me see where, if maybe it's in the next verse, and see if I could see if it was about in the same position, if I found the same word. So it has to do with the kidneys, too. So let's go ahead to the next verse, if you have time.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Verse 120. Amar ana amina v'taneni Hashem v'naseni v'yant v'achant libi ana amina sarfa kilyotai v'yat saraptani v'altim sala ishkach Li ki kaya ot zamoti balyavar pi maniten zahai mila dahashavit tilayavar li puma. The translation. He said, I said, examine me, Hashem, and prove me. And you have examined my heart by Bathsheba. I said, purify my kidneys, and you have tried me, but you didn't find nothing. Let no presumptuous thought pass my lips. How I wish that the thoughts of my mind would not have been uttered with my mouth. And I would not have proclaimed, examine me, Hashem, and prove me. My commentary. Because King David did not pass the test, this pasuk is teaching us to utilize binding by striking on our voice as well as on our thoughts. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's easier to think about with your voice, but it's harder with your thoughts. I guess because you think your thoughts are secret.
Correct. But they're not.
Mm-hmm. I guess we might as well say thoughts, words, and actions.
Well, actions are clearly clear to others, not just Hashem. And words are clear to others, not just Hashem. And thoughts are definitely clear to Hashem. That's the message.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's the teaching. So we will we'll have a class with Niari at 9 o'clock your time. So we'll see what we see.
Okay, I hope I can. I've been up since. I'm going to go try to take a quick little nap so I can be awake.
Understand.
Okay, thank you.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.